Hey guys, what's up? This is Britt with the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast, brought to you by Green Again Lawn, and also have some exciting news. We've got some sponsors that are going to be joining the show, a few that we're in the negotiation stage with. Nothing crazy, but since we are a small podcast and this is fully funded by my company, Green Again Lawn, every little bit helps a little bit, and it's also nice when you meet other local businesses. Nice to help them out, promote their company as well. So we would like to welcome Evergrow Marketing as a Lawn Care Leaders Podcast sponsor. What they specialize in is digital marketing for the lawn care industry. If you heard the last podcast, Jake is an awesome guy, runs a great company, has a lot of knowledge around SEO, SEM, campaigns on Facebook, social media advertisement, the whole bit. So we've actually partnered our company, Green Again Lawn, to start working with him on the marketing side. I believe a whole lot that our sponsors need to be stuff that we're actually using so that we can add value to you guys. We just don't want to be a company that accepts money just for the sake of accepting money. We believe in it enough that we're going to use it, and so we believe that you guys should use it as well. So that's exciting. And then, as I mentioned, we've got some other sponsors that we use through Green Again Lawn that will be joining us on the show as well. But take a look at Jake's company, Evergrow Marketing. He can help you guys out with all your digital advertising needs. If you're in the Kansas City area, probably not going to help you out because he doesn't compete. So if you have a competitor in the area, he's not going to pit you guys against each other, which is another huge bonus. He's going to give you that specific territory and really put your best foot forward in that area. So he's not going to accept multiple people in the same market. So Jake's a good guy. Give him a shout at Evergrow Marketing on Instagram. If you want his contact details, phone number, email, stuff like that, I can give that to you. But just DM me on Instagram at Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. Or you can message me on Twitter at bdowd32. So, hey, the reason I'm doing this episode, I just wanted to check in. We do have a few interviews lined up, but I don't want to drop those until next week. Because my main point for this, we've been getting a lot of feedback on Instagram, which I really love. Hope you guys are getting value out of it. But the point I want to address today is perfection versus action. And I think a lot of people, as I'm starting to hear some feedback, and even as I reach out to people to do interviews, I wanted to do this just literally as I'm driving down the road to my next stop. I wanted to do this podcast on perfection versus action. A lot of people are striving for perfection. They're tweaking their logo. They're making a plan for the brochure. They're making a strategic plan for next year. They're allocating this money, and once it builds up, then they're going to take the jump on that marketing idea. Or hey, they're doing this. Or hey, we're going to test the perfect mower. Well, we're going to find the perfect mower for next year. Or hey, we don't really want to hire anybody because nobody can do it the way I do it. Nobody can mow a lawn the way I mow a lawn. Nobody is a good enough chemical applicator to come on my team. They're not up to my standards. Nobody's a good enough landscape designer. They can't manage my crew like I manage my crew. Some of that may be true to an extent, but while you are being perfect, while you are over there just strategizing and analyzing something to death, I'm beating you if you're in the Kansas City area. Because while you're doing that, I'm going door-to-door marketing. While you're doing that, I'm out shaking the tree getting referrals. While you're doing that, I'm actually doing production. While you're doing that, I'm building up my team of C and D players and turning them into B and A players. I'm building up my team and having them recruit more thoroughbreds. Whenever you have a dream or a vision, if you sit there and analyze it to death, you're going to run in circles. And while you're running in circles, I'm going to beat you into the ground. So I want you to think about that. Everybody's scared to take the leap into business ownership or take the leap from their current job into lawn care. I understand that. The money has to be there. But I also understand that action trumps everything. I talked a lot about margin in my previous Instagram post. Margin to hire. Action provides the margin needed to take those next steps. you must take action, whatever you're gonna do. Stop trying to find the perfect logo. Stop trying to find the perfect whatever it is. Just take action. Because if you're not, I promise you the guy down the street who is actually taking action, getting jobs, knocking doors, pushing social media advertisements, it doesn't matter. What I would rather see people do is take 10 wrong steps and figure out why they were wrong than plan out one perfect step. Because the net gain is the same. You figured out 10 things that were wrong, you took one step forward, or you can plan an entire month and take one step forward. I would rather you send out 100 different Instagram posts than one perfect Instagram post. So that's my little rant, especially as we start to have people on the show, people listening to the show, people interested in coming on the show, being sponsors. They want it edited, they want it perfect. And you know what? I'm like, hey, I don't have time for it to be perfect. I would rather it be real. I would rather document what we're doing, have you guys listen in, give your feedback, make changes as we go, because I'm literally going to a job right now. I'm on my way to the next job. After that, I've got a phone interview. After that, I've got another job lined up. So I'm busy. I'm taking action. I'm out here trying to kill it. That's what I want to relay to you guys this week. Quit trying to be perfect. Just freaking take action. Push it forward. Knock down 100 doors. Push forward. Figure out what you did wrong. Tweak things. Make adjustments. Pivot. Iterate it a little bit. But quit overanalyzing every single detail. Simply take action. Hope you guys like this. Like I said, we've got some interviews lined up next week. We've got somebody who's going to talk about social media, so that'll be fun. We've got somebody who's actually going to talk some product knowledge and sales advice, so looking forward to that. And then I'm still in the process. We've had some people ask about getting somebody on the show that has a current full-time job and is running their lawn care business on the side. We've actually had quite a few responses to that. Somebody, they want to hear how they're managing things, how they're managing the work-life balance, how they maintain customer service and a professional approach while also, you know, keeping food on the table with their full-time job. So that'll be coming down the pipeline. And if you guys have any other questions, as you know, reach out to me on Instagram. I'm always open to chat, always open to give free advice. But hope this helps. Hope you guys are crushing it. And this has been another episode of the Lawn Care Leaders Podcast. We will be with you guys soon. All right, guys. Wanted to hop back in here real quick. Had one other thing I wanted to leave you with. Most oftentimes, I found personally, and I always want to give you guys advice based on my experience, not from a place of me being more successful than you, but of a place, knowledge by loss. You know, I have a lot of losses in my life, and therefore, I've had a lot of learning experiences, and we will get into that in some episodes. I want to give you kind of my journey, because I feel like it will help some of you guys and maybe inspire you if you're right where I was at 10, 12 years ago. But I want to leave you with this. Most oftentimes, the thing that's holding you back from winning is the thing that you're scared of the most. And what I mean by that is, if you're scared to go out and door knock, most oftentimes that's the thing that could give you the edge, push you over that tipping point. If you're not a hard worker and you're not into doing production on your own, but you haven't had the margin in your life to hire people, that's the thing that's holding you back. If you're scared of taking the leap to hiring that next person, or if you're scared to reinvest 75% of your profits back into marketing, like I said, if you're scared to go out and ask for referrals or meet with people or network, whatever that is, when you lay your head on the pillow at night, whatever in the back of your mind that you're worried about, or you're like, oh, I don't really want to do that, more often than not, that is the thing that is holding your company back from taking that next step forward. So I want you to chew on that a little bit. Also wanted to ask you again, as usual, if you're getting value from this podcast, one, I would like to know where you listen to it. Are you on the mower? Are you on the trimmer? Are you pushing snow? Are you on a landscape job? Are you actually working, or are you working out? Are you sitting down listening to it? Where do you listen to it? I want to make sure we're adding value. I have a feeling, just a gut feeling talking to you guys, that it's while you're working. So I love that. I think that's absolutely awesome. In one of our podcasts with one of the subcontractors, we talk about layering information and things on top of stuff that you're already doing. So me personally, I listen to a lot of my podcasts and audiobooks while I'm working. So keep that up. Also want to ask you, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, do it. That helps us out tremendously. And then also would love for you guys to leave some reviews. I've seen, like, within the last week, we've had about 6 to 7 more reviews, which is awesome. We're just a small little podcast looking to grow. So each little review helps us move up into the Apple Podcast algorithm, as they say. So thank you again for listening. Hope this helps. Have a great end of the week, and we'll be back with you guys next week.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.